Okay, we're on, so good afternoon, members. We had good evening on here, too, but I'm very happy that we're in good afternoon. We're going to call the State Department and Veterans Budget Division to order. It's Wednesday, April 9th, and it's about, I'd say, probably 10 minutes to 3. And a quorum is present. Today we're going to hear one bill when the testifiers get here, and that's the Department of Military Affairs and Veterans Affairs bill. And the language is identical to the governor's recommendations. After that, and what we will proceed with right now is the bonding memo that I'm going to be submitting, or we're going to be submitting to Senator Stumpf and the Capital Investment Committee. With that, you have the memo in front of you. The inner office. You'll note that Senator Metzen.
Yes.
We've got some mighty ducks in there.
Yeah, great. If we can, Mr. Chairman, if we can make it stick. I mean, that's a huge issue going forward.
It's pretty important. And Senator Dames, we got Milford in there.
Thank you.
And.
That's a good project.
And the Wadena Veterans Memorial, Senator Gazalka.
Yeah, I see that.
You were involved in.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So,
Mr. Chair.
You know, I don't know. Yes, Senator Dietzick.
Mr. Chair, and I'll go back to the Mighty Ducks facilities that Senator Metzen has. It's about 140 rinks around the state, so this is not, I mean, this is a state issue. It impacts the local communities, so it's not just an ice rink, because on a lot of these, especially in greater Minnesota, these are tourist magnets, because you have all these hockey tournaments throughout the year, and so you have families coming from around the state that are going to these different arenas, and so it brings people into the towns, and then they eat in the towns and stay at the hotels and motels, so it is a tourist issue.
Well, Senator Dietzick, you're absolutely right. From 1965 to about 1985, that's when most of these were built, weren't they?
That's right. And, Mr. Chairman,
Senator,
the way they did the Mighty Ducks, Senator Dietzick is hitting right on it, is that they did it proportionately in, what is it, 8 congressional districts?
Yep. Okay.
So it's not, doesn't favor anybody. And in the past, when I carried the Mighty Ducks bills, they did go geographically, and nobody got left out, and it was very fairly done, and that's what we're going to do in this one if we get it passed.
So, and I do believe that Senator Stumpf has some in his bill already, but hopefully this will reinforce it.
Yep. So, we need, Mr. Chair, one more point, and then I'm done. But it's mainly because of the Freon issue that will be banned by 2020, and I don't think we could start on this in 2018, or we could start on it this year and get a little start on it. So. And it'll reappear if we get it done this year, believe me, in a few years, because we got to get the stuff
exactly.
done. It's certainly statewide significant. So,
we don't have to take any formal action, but if everybody thinks that this is going to be okay, what we're looking at, Senator Champion, is your bottom sheet.
Yes, the bottom sheet.
We're just... It's the memo that of the bonding bills that we heard that we're going to recommend and send over to Senator Stumpf for his perusal. So I think we'll just let everybody have an opportunity to look at those while we're... we're dealing with where's my deal? I don't want to okay. So, Mr. McKelney. Is Mr. Kerr going to be here, or can you handle this?
No, Senator. I prefer to wait for military affairs.
Okay.
A total separate agency.
Yeah. And is he around in the building? Or, you know, we saw him a little earlier, about 2.5 hours ago. But
yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
Okay.
I'll try to give him a call real quick.
All right, that'd be great. All right, then back to the memo. Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
If so, we're just going to, we'll just send that on with a cover letter to Senator Stumpf. And wait a few minutes for Mr. Kurt.
Nice day out. He might have went out for a good walk.
Oh, I know. Oh, great. Are you okay?
I'm ready, Mr. Chair.
You don't need any oxygen.
Yeah,
I think I'll make it, Mr.
All
Chair.
All right, that's terrific. That's terrific. Go ahead. Yeah, if you want to step up there, what we're doing is Senate File 2592, And so why don't you just go ahead, Mr. Kerr, and just kind of review that for us.
Thank you, Senator. Members of the committee, my name is Don Kerr. I'm the executive director of the Department of Military Affairs. And I can talk to Section 1, Senator, I think. 2951, is that the correct bill number?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. So there should be handouts. If not, I have some available for the members. And I can brief right from the handouts if that suits the chair. I have a memory stick, but it'll be faster.
That'd be great.
I'd just like to point out that the Department of Military Affairs has a strategy to maintain the inventory of buildings that we have. As you know, we have a presence in 63 communities around the state.
Exactly.
And bonding is really a strong part of that. About every 20 years, we need to go into every one of those armories and put on a roof, boiler, upgrade windows, that type of thing. This year, our request is for $7.625 million, $1.244 in the Brooklyn Park Armory. That project was briefed independently to the committee on an earlier bill. $1.381 for an expansion and renovation of the Owatonna Armory. And $5 million statewide asset preservation. So in the packet, there is, again, an overview of the Brooklyn Park addition. That's actually a fairly substantial one and pretty important for us to get. That's actually an 88-12 federal estate match. So we're very, very interested in getting that one done. The Owatonna Batch Project is a 1-to-1, 50-50 state federal for the 1.381 in state funds. And then the last page of the presentation, Mr. Chair, is what we would plan to do with the remaining $5 million in the general asset preservation. And those projects have been working up the priority list within the 63 that we have, and that's the order that we would like to deal with those should the funding be provided. And I will stand for any questions.
All right. Well, there's no question about it that most of these armories look a lot alike. I mean, as I go around, at least I never have any trouble other than I know when there's a tank out front that it's normally an armory. But telling which ones are the and I guess I've got to say that I think you guys have done a great job, or we've done a great job, or whatever, in keeping them up, because they always look good, and that's important.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We do have, of course, a broad range of the ages of the armories. We have two that are over 100 years old now, one out in New Ulm, one in Northfield. We are replacing the Stillwater facility this year. That's effectively 100% federal project that's being done.
Great.
But large number of them that were built in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Senator Gazalka.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm looking at the Brainerd One renovation design. Even though I don't represent it, I'm right next to it now, and just want to what are their plans there,
Mr. Chair? Sure. Senator Gazalka. So Brainerd is one of the armories that's coming up on our list for a 20-year look. We'd be looking at doing roof windows generally, possibly a boiler, but what we're trying to do is get to a point where we're doing some of the design work so that when we do get additional funding, we can roll right into a project. Cuts a year off the timeline if we have to wait to get the full load of the funding. So we kind of took the remainder of what we were looking at with a project list that we had on, knowing that Brainerd was going to be the next major project, try to get that designed out of this batch of funding so that we can execute that project in the following years.
Mr. Chair, I just was going to say I love the way you've planned it out, not just ahead of time you're thinking about what to do, and you know, so hopefully we'll be able to help continue that process.
Thank you, Senator.
Other questions? Well, if not, that looks good. We appreciate the input, and I guess I've already handed out the interoffice memo that we're going to be sending to Senator Stump, and that has your request on it. So,
thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, you bet. Thank you. Members, we don't have any other... Mike, why did I think they were... that was my mistake. I'm sorry. Mr. McKelvey?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair.
You have somebody with you.
I do. For the record, Mike McKelvey, Legislative Director for Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And to my right, I have Robin Gofstad. She's the new Acting Deputy Commissioner of Veterans Healthcare and comes to us. Well, she's been with us for several years and has a plethora of knowledge in the healthcare side of the House at MDVA. So I'm going to let her go over the bonding request that we have before you.
Welcome, Ms. Dogstead, and would you identify yourself for the tape?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
My name is Robin Gofstad, and I'm the Acting Deputy Commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. And I'll tell you a little bit about our space. I know that you have a memo from us that we provided this morning about our asset preservation requests. But just to give you a little bit of an update about veterans health care, we're obviously a 24/7 operation. Most of the asset preservation requests that we have out for your review are life safety related in terms of health care for our veterans that we serve. The Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs in Veterans Healthcare operates over 1 million square feet of building space. And so this last calendar year, we took the time, as requested by the governor's office, and with the support of real estate and construction from the Department of Admin, we completed a facility condition assessment or audit on all of our veterans' homes and on our I-5 campuses. From that, we established an asset preservation list with priorities from the facility condition audit, as well as from major priorities identified from our administrators and our directors of maintenance from our various homes. And so the asset preservation request for $1.5 million of improvements and betterments identifies those priorities for our veterans' homes. Then we have a second request for approximately $700,000 to complete the design and perform repairs for the structural integrity and waterproofing of the deep tunnel system for the Minnesota Veterans Home at Minneapolis. And for the record also, we did a lot of recording of those spaces as well as included those in our facility condition assessment. And those are an extremely high priority as they leak water, they contain major utilities, and do accommodate pedestrian travel, mostly of staff, during all times of the year. So that was a critical need that was identified as well. And then there is some specific resident-related work that we need to do in both the Laverne and the Silver Bay Veterans Homes to complete some renovations that we started at both of those facilities over the course of the last couple of years. And in order to finalize and to renovate those resident spaces, we would need an approximate additional $1.84 million. So our total request is for $4,040,000. And so that's kind of what we're looking for, and would look to you for questions that you might have.
Questions of the committee? No, I think that was well laid out. We appreciate that, and again, as I said, between the two requests, we're going to be sending that request to Senator Stumpf's bonding committee, with the $4,040,000 and the amount of military affairs, the total will be $11,665,000.
Well, we truly appreciate your support for our veterans. Thank you.
Yeah, I think this committee is very supportive. I think that was pretty obvious by the bill that we produced this year, too. Yeah.
Thank you.
We do appreciate it, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, thank you. All right. I don't think we talked about the interoffice memo, which we will send, and that being said, our presentation being done and the memo being reviewed, I don't think we have any other hearings at this time planned for the rest of the session. That can change in a hurry, as you know. If there are any changes, this office will let you know. And I appreciate working with everybody this year. And with that, have a good